A new cutting-edge exhibition uses hologram technology to bring President Ronald Reagan back to life in Ventura County.
Welcome to the Oval Office. Though I spent years in this office, I never thought of it as mine. I was just the latest temporary occupant in a long and distinguished line.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library has been looking at the hologram idea for 4 years. It took nearly 2 years of work to make it happen.
We have always strived to give our visitors the best experience they can possibly imagine. And so I think it's our responsibility to use technology as it evolves to tell a story in an entertaining and educational way. And that's what this exhibit does. We really go from two-dimensional Ronald Reagan to three-dimensional Ronald Reagan.
John Heidbusch is executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. He says it was a complex project.
It's been a really difficult but fun process to bring back someone who's deceased and to put them into three-dimensional form in a lifelike way using their own voice. We struggled to make it happen, but I think the product is just a terrific success.
The new exhibition features three hologram scenes. They include a stop during the 1984 presidential campaign, a visit to the Reagan Ranch in Santa Barbara County, Rancho del Cielo, and a talk with the president in the Oval Office. It's the first time a hologram has been created of a U.S. president. David Nussbaum is with Hologram USA, which helped develop the project.
This is the exact same technology that was used to put Tupac Shakur on stage at Coachella a few years ago. So what was once Tupac for a single moment that happened one time at a music festival will now live forever at a museum, which is just light years ahead of where I think anybody really thought this thing was going.
But Nussbaum admits this was a much more difficult project than Tupac Shakur.
Because this is a museum piece, we knew we had to get it right. Everybody in the world knows what President Ronald Reagan looked like. I mean, there's probably a gazillion pictures of him. You cannot mess this up at Coachella or some other music venue. The microphone might be covering his mouth, or if it's an artist that wears sunglasses, you could kind of get away with not completing the entire illusion because you could hide pieces of it. And also the audience is sometimes dozens, even hundreds of feet away from the content.
The goal was to create an exhibit which was not only lifelike, but uses some of the late president's real dialogue and his actual audio. Because he's no longer alive, to make the process work, the team found an actor the same size as Reagan to recreate his body movements. A physical mold was created of his head and photographed using a special technique with 300 cameras. The digital head was matched with the actor's body, and then a computer was used to help create the specific movements needed to match the dialogue. Chad Thinnerty is the owner of Digital Frontier Effects, which did the actual CGI work on the project. He admits it was much more difficult than his company's typical sci-fi movie projects.
Oh, gosh. That is one of the most difficult things about bringing a digital human back. Everybody knows what a human looks like. If I was to put a creature on screen, you'd be like, oh, that's a cool concept, you know, something we dreamed up. And there is no wrong answer there. But there is in this case, for sure. It's something that you can't go about lightly. We spent about a year creating all three of those speeches. There's a team of about 15 artists that work at my studio. Super proud of it.
Here's an audio clip from one of the hologram scenes. President Reagan at a 1984 campaign stop.
We see America's best days ahead. We see ourselves in a springtime of hope, ready to fire up our courage and determination to reach high and achieve. All the best.
One of those on hand for the unveiling of the holograms was a person who spent a lot of time with President Reagan. Joanne Drake worked in different capacities for the Reagan administration, and after he left office, served as his chief of staff from 1995 until his death in 2004.
I think it's great. It's nice to see the president's face and hear his voice again as if he was really here in person.
The first time you saw it was a little surreal.
Jarring. Very surreal.
The holograms will be a permanent part of the Reagan Library. It will be the first exhibit to greet people touring the facility, setting the stage for their visit. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.